Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Satzpants Radio, if I got on all fours and you put some plates on me, wow, that'd make me a table.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
If you listen to this show and often think, Adam just gets me, then there's a very real chance that you've played your way through a Roman alphabetized numerical system worth of Final Fantasy games. Which means, if we told you that following a recently sold-out season of concerts across Australia, the New World Players Chamber Ensemble are returning to Brisbane to play the music from the iconic video game franchise, you'd want to go see that, right? Celebrating 30 years of Final Fantasy, A New World, Intimate Music from Final Fantasy is the perfect excuse to reacquaint yourself with the world and music of the games. It's Sunday, the 2nd of April at 6 p.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran College Performing Arts Centre. You can purchase your tickets at ffnewworld.com/concert/Brisbane, but that's not all. We've got a couple of tickets to give away to the Brisbane show. So just tweet us, at Sanspants Radio, what you'd do with a buster sword and gravity-defying hair, and use the hashtag LetMeFF for your chance to win. Now, enjoy the show. Welcome to Chapter 5 of Northern Bounty, a D&D's for Nerds side quest adventure. Previously.
Usually, with the silvered weapons, we just hunker down the weapons that are enough to keep them away.
So the only place where there's silver is the druid's household.
The druid has a weapon made out of blue ice. It's 2 days' travel from here. You're woken up by the sounds of someone screaming.
Oh, that's not good.
And then a wolf howl. Tris, okay, you're awoken.
What do you want?
There's a werewolf attack, I think. I heard screaming and howling.
Are you sure it wasn't a dream?
You find the sigil of a god you couldn't place on the body.
Oh, that's the
That is bound to happen. This is... Can I grab the mare and just slam him into a wall of the tavern?
What is the
meaning? Are you the werewolf? What? You gotta tell me if you're the werewolf.
That's
you can
gross.
Tell he's not wearing any clothes underneath the
you're
fur.
You're naked under fur. You're a werewolf.
No.
Tie him up. Put him in a barrel.
I think regardless whether or not he is a wolf, he's still a dumb man.
He is.
So that's 100%.
Huck Duffy steps up and says, you three, to the druid now. You set off to leave the town fully stocked and ready to go?
Damn right we do.
Super warm?
Yeah, because I got some coats and shit.
Oh, yes.
No, you're not warm.
I've got snow goggles now.
You're not even close to warm.
Damn.
You're like, you can survive in the temperature you have created. It's surviving. It's literally the definition, I would say. As you start making your way towards, I believe it's the northeast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the northeast. You see, from that direction, or roughly that direction, it's more north than east anyway, but you see, out of the snow, a giant figure approaching.
What type of figure?
How giant? Look, is he friendly?
Large size.
Is it
so
dog?
The size of like a troll or an ogre or something like that? Oh, a large, God. Like a beast of burden horse type thing?
Mm. Shit.
Imagine a moose.
All right. I'm in.
But imagine that moose is just way too big. Oh. Way too big.
All right.
Imagine an unnecessarily large moose. Done. Done.
I don't know how else to describe it other than...
Can I have a look?
Jackson, tell us what it looks like.
I'm excited to learn. Okay. I mean, Adam was fairly on board. Like, so imagine, like, you've got your basic moose.
Uh-huh.
And then you've basically, like, you've cranked it up to 11. You've covered it in, like tinsel, almost.
Christmas moose.
And I
lots
think
of muscles.
Yeah, lots. Oh, he's muscly. And I think they put a horn on its butt, or is that a tail? Doesn't have a tail, just got a butt horn.
That's a tail.
Okay, it looks a bit like a butt horn, but okay. And it, yeah, its antlers are just like fucked. They're just too
imagine
much
if
them.
The antlers just didn't stop growing. I think they don't stop yeah, growing, don't, right? Yeah, but imagine that a situation has happened where the antlers have kept growing.
I think this animal used to exist.
Can I see?
I was going to say, imagine like a
it's a prehistoric animal.
With anime antlers.
Yeah, it's an anime deer! Can we turn it to Ali? Turn it in the other direction, maybe.
I got the short end of the stick.
It's an anime deer. Yeah. It's legit an anime deer. Like if a deer could go Super Saiyan, that's what we're looking at right
here. Yeah. A deer going Super Saiyan, a deer in the 90s where everything was just extreme.
That's
it kind of looks like you've taken off the fur and you've just got exposed.
Shaved moose.
Yeah, that's a shaved moose.
It's not shaved. It's actually very hairy. Like shaggy fur.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's the muscles. Shaved.
In the description it says shaggy fur.
Where's its butt horn?
But its muscles are so ripply that it just goes through the shaggy fur. All right,
that must be your goal. Like, because you're pretty ripped, aren't you?
Yes, that is what I want. I want that, like, yes, the shag pile fucking...
Moose gains.
What if you bench press this fucking moose?
Well, let's kill it, I guess.
No, maybe it's friendly.
Look, it's a moose. It eats grass. Why would it attack us?
Yeah, maybe it wants to be our friend.
It charges you.
Never mind.
Look at that. I suppose fucking devil moose wasn't a friend.
Devil anime moose.
Who here is shocked? Not me.
Who was leading your little troop as you left the
shock or not?
Muscly man.
Yeah, it's always going to be you.
The hell buried.
The arrow.
Yes.
A sword catcher is not going to help in this situation.
Catch the antlers.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, what's the chances of the moose having a sword?
What? Minimal?
Like, okay. I'm going to answer that zero.
Yeah.
Can you catch its antlers?
Catch an antler, yeah.
Catch its antlers, tear them off.
Ooh.
You guys have your dumb conversation. I got to do some rolls.
Right, but yeah, though. Like,
yeah? All right. Get its butt horn.
You get its butt horn. Or, I think as the layman's call them, tail. In layman's terms, that's a tail, but we in the know call it what it is, a butt horn. Do I even have weapons? Oh, I've got a long sword.
I don't have anything else. Oh, wait, I have a longbow. Oh, I'm going to shoot at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot it at it. Charisma.
I'm excited.
Maybe use a bard spell. That'd be if you wanted.
The singer's what am song? I going to sing? Oh, wait, what's your...
It's comedy. I got to make jokes about this deer at it.
How does it work?
Let's talk about this deer for a second. Why have you got a butt horn?
But how does it actually... So you tell a joke.
I tell a joke and then my spell happens.
So
it's real confusing for shit like fascinate, because I have to tell, like, do a pretty much a type 5, like, at the deer. And repeat it, I guess, to keep him occupied.
It's like, what do you call it? Like the aristocrats.
Yeah.
Just got to keep going.
Just got to keep telling the same joke and they're waiting for the punchline. And then before I get to the punchline, hit him with a stick or whatever.
None of you know what this creature is. It puts its head and antlers forward and just charges straight at you, Daryl. You catch its horns.
Oh, good.
You're so easily spooked.
it slams into you, though. You don't know what a freight train is, but if you knew what one was, you would think it slams. Slammed into you with the force of a freight train.
Yeah.
It pushes Daryl back a solid 10 feet.
Oh, Jesus.
As he just tries to hold on. Daryl, whatever this is, beneath that thick shaggy fur is muscle. A lot of muscle and more than what you have.
Alright then.
Oh fuck.
Alright. Daryl, it's your turn.
Oh, you fucking Satan moose think you're better than me? I try and rip his antlers off.
Tear its brain out!
The antlers feel like they are quite firmly in place.
Can I rage into it?
You... Next turn.
Damn it!
Trissa.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to shoot it with my longbow. Pretty please. Wait. Is it 100 within 100 feet? Yes, I will do that. That's how it works, yeah?
All right, then. Yes, that sort of.
I like that you had a conversation and an argument with nobody else involved.
Well, here we are.
Got the job done, I guess.
Did I answer the questions? Yes.
Does the arrow pierce its brain?
Does the arrow pierce its
brain? You fire
butt?
An arrow into one of its flanks. The arrow embeds itself a little bit, not deeply, but you don't notice it doing anything. It doesn't even bleed from the wound.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Chet.
Do you think making a moose blind would make it more dangerous or less?
You guys are having trouble telling, but it looks like it's panicking.
Probably more.
Like it looks like it was spooked before it charged.
Oh. Okay. What spooked it?
Oh, shit. Oh, crap. Okay. Fuck. Hold person. Keep it in one place. Can't charge anybody.
I have to quickly look something up.
I don't know if hold person is going to work on hold anime moose.
I'll plant my feet in the ground, swing back my body, and just look forward.
That's a good joke.
That's how I do it. Hey, moose. No, it's magic. I don't have to do a joke first.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm not very funny. That's why I don't do bard tricks.
So magic is a complicated mystical ability that you have that all people who can cast it have. And not only is it mystical and mysterious, it's also very reliant on exact phrasing, pronunciation, and spelling.
Oh, no.
So the spell hold person cannot actually hold a moose, as a moose is not a person. The spell you are looking for, Jackson, is a spell called Hold Monster, which unfortunately, you do not know.
All right. I guess then I'll try and fascinate it by telling it a joke.
I think you need to share a language to do that. Actually, I don't think. I know
what
you need to
share. What if I just do a funny dance? Hey, moose! Check this shit out!
Because you have no points in anything other than perform comedy. You actually can't use that ability on it.
Let me try and do a funny dance. What does a dog, what does a moose find funny?
Because to use your bardic ability, you need so many points in the perform skill, but your only perform skill is comedy. And you need to share a language for that.
Do you have anything else that's not useless?
No! You can buff them.
Oh, that's true.
Fucking idiot.
I'll do a funny dance for them.
Tell a joke, you dipshit. You're a funny man, Jackson.
I don't do that kind of comedy. Check out the moose's butthorn.
Well, we're laughing, it's working.
They're yucking it up, it worked.
Would you like to pick the buff you're going to give them, or do you want me to pick?
I think it's probably best if you do, Adam.
Alright. Da Aral and Trissa, you both like, yeah, look at its dumb butthorn. You get bonuses to attack.
Alright. Oh,
good. Stupid butthorn.
Not a problem. Took me a while to realize most of my abilities are useless.
Well, here
Speaking
we
Speaking of useless abilities, the moose attacks.
Whatever, moose, you piece of shit, you can't attack me. I'm the Errol, the most handsome and muscly boy you'll ever meet.
Fuck, you're so lucky.
See?
So muscly.
It keeps trying to push you back, but you're holding ground.
No.
The Errol, it's your turn.
Then I will rage, and then I will try to rip its horns off its stupid head because it has the audacity to charge me.
That's a big word for you.
Don't quite know what it means. I think it means Gaul.
I like the other
But I mean Gaul as in the people.
Yes. With a snapping sound.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You remove one of its four horns.
Yes. I'm going to use that horn to stab its face.
Yeah, use it.
That's the best.
All right. And it is Triss's turn.
See, here's the thing, guys. The longbow didn't work that well, but true. I don't think the sword catcher is going to do any better.
Well, you might be able to sword catch its head, its fucking horn off.
Do you have any idea how strong they must be? He had to rage.
He cracked one off.
With the rage.
Yeah, you've got a plus to attack. Give it a go. Fuck it.
Adam.
Sword catch its antler. Sword catch its antler.
Adam.
Sword catch its antler.
I don't
sword catch its antler.
I don't want to be peer pressured.
Fuck it. Sword catch its antler.
We're a very supportive group here. So I think what I'd like to use is use my sword catcher and attempt to catch its antler entirely of my own choosing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey. Just of your own volition.
Damn it!
You want to be poo or white?
I want to be white.
Who wants to be poo or white?
Semen white.
Semen white, poo brown. Those are the best colours in the land. All the colours of the rainbow.
What sort of rainbow are you looking at?
A poo white
colourblind blind
so,
bastard?
You charge in with your gnomish sword catcher. Mm-hmm. You hook one of the other antlers around with the gnomish sword catcher and you try to twist and flick.
Yeah, how ridiculous a plan that is. Go on.
The moose creature, however, does its own little twist and flick, which could just be it spasming because it's freaking out and attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it losing an antler, you lose the gnomish sword catcher, which is now caught up in its horns.
Roost good.
I just would like everyone, no one can see this right now, but how mad I am at the three idiots in front of me.
Why? You said you did it by your own.
Nah,
I knew it was a bad idea.
I know you knew.
Chet.
I can't buff them twice, can I?
There are other buffs.
All right, let's keep buffing them.
Good.
You can continue to
inspire competence.
Yeah, that'd be good right now.
As well, yeah, sure.
All right. Well, I was going to inspire confidence by making fun of Trissa, but I don't know if that
I don't care what the joke is.
Just right.
You can inspire my confidence.
Yeah.
No, it's make my mind. He's already... Fuck you.
You're still getting confident. Don't complain.
Just laugh at yourself.
You gotta learn to laugh at yourself, Trissa. When you make a stupid fucking move like that.
So mad.
Round two and no one's dealt damage.
It's good. He popped off a horn.
That didn't do damage.
Yeah, I know. It's not about that.
But, you know,
it actually is.
The moral victory.
It's kind of pretty important.
It's a win in the propaganda war, okay?
Once he's got no horns, it's got
there
no
ain't
weapons.
No propaganda war against moose.
Also, the moose also has not done damage as well. We're doing pretty good. No,
that's making me mad.
It's a hot little deadlock.
Anyway, what's the joke?
That. Just make fun of us. Just what I did before. It's fine.
Trissa, Chet makes fun of you, but you feel inspired because of it. Or maybe in spite of it.
I just want to look at him and be like, I'm confused, but also...
He's an insult comic.
That's what I do. I'm Chet Faker, an insult comic half-orc.
Hork.
The moose creature keeps trying to push you back, Daryl, but you aren't letting it.
Damn right.
You've dug your feet in.
No, it's my land.
Daryl?
The arrow I will try and snap off its other antler.
If it's got no antlers, all it's got is muscle.
It doesn't even make a creaking sound. You've grabbed one of the bigger antlers as opposed to one of the smaller antlers, so you're having trouble.
All right.
Then it is Triss's turn.
Yes. I'd like to try something different, not be a moron, and maybe shoot at it again with my long bow. I was going to say long arrow.
Well?
Oh, no, right. It's gone now. It's in a moose's antler.
You can try and recover it if you want.
I mean, its back.
The moose is tall, so it's going to be hard.
When it's dead, I'll pick it up. Anyway, shoot go. It with if my longbow.
Oh, fuck. I should just make it run away with yourself. Deal with a fucking antler. Sorry, what did you say you wanted to do?
Shoot it with my longbow.
You're probably going to back up a little bit because otherwise it gets a free hit on you.
Now bugger off. That's what I say to the moose. that's a bad Adam face.
Oh, that's a worse Adam face.
I know.
He didn't even bring them out.
He's getting out the crits.
Oh no.
Maybe for the moose.
We don't know.
I mean, probably for the moose. Hey?
Allie goofed.
Allie. Why are you goofing?
I don't know.
What have I got as well? I've got a sword. I can fight with that, I guess.
You're going to pass it over?
Golly.
Uh-oh.
Backfire.
Uh-oh. The twang. Into your own brain.
So instead of releasing the where the arrow meets the string, you release where the arrow meets the bow, and the bow snaps back and hits you in the face.
Remember how I said at the start I'd like to try not being a moron?
Well, you tried.
Your best.
Just didn't work. It wasn't for you.
You try your best, you don't succeed.
Question is,
when you get what you want,
extra,
but not what you need.
No, the extra damage applies. The booster you gave her to damage.
She's so confident in her own incompetence.
Trissa, you take 4 points of damage. So hey, it could be worse.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I'm gonna be a very mentally wounded girl after this fucking battle.
Chet,
I'd like to just dive in and stab it in the. Butthole area.
With your longsword?
That's the part that's not, attacking. It's attacking Daryl, so yeah.
Yeah, you can go around behind it. And actually, you'd get flanking bonuses now.
Sweet. Skewer its butthole. Get you in the butthole. Adam, come
the
on.
The butthorn!
Get it in its butthorn. I'll chop its butthorn clean off. God damn.
Crit fail?
No.
Why? What's wrong with us? No. Alert the guard! Back to town! Everybody run!
No, not my
We've
sword.
Only lost a sword, it's alright!
No.
We've only lost a sword catcher! We've got an antler you can have!
Winded. Okay, so you charge in. You ever seen a donkey or a horse or something like that kick backwards?
Ooh. No.
In the chest. Ooh. All the air leaves your lungs. You're exhausted. Winded or exhausted. Mm. However you... Role-playing wise, you're winded. Physical gameplay wise, you are exhausted as the condition.
Fuck. Fuck this moose.
Moose is fucking you good.
Daryl, fucking just tear its brain out, please.
Ah, finally.
Oh, no.
It adjusts itself perfectly. Or maybe you fucked up trying to grab one of the bigger antlers, but it gores you.
Mm.
Guess what it gets to do when it gores someone?
It sits down quietly and has a good hard think about life.
It leaves. That is? It's like, here's your sword catcher back.
It shakes you the sword catcher out.
11 points of damage.
Whatever. What? Tough boy. You're raging. You're right.
It's fine.
You're fine.
Don't even need it.
You're okay.
Then.
But seriously, shall we consider running back to
town? It lifts you
up
in its antlers.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And hurls you bodily away from it. Mm. You land a good 10 feet away, taking a further 2 damage when you hit the ice or snow.
How far away are we from town, Adam?
You're like at the outskirts.
Could we call the guard?
We're fine.
I could make an alarm.
That's true, you could.
Then it gallops away into town.
That's not our problem.
Chet and Trissa, you get a free hit on. Oh, no, sorry, just Chet. You get a free hit on it.
I'll stab God it as it goes by.
My head hurts.
No, wait. Can I change it?
What?
I'm blinded as it goes by.
You can't cast the spell instead.
Okay, I'll stab it then.
You're super winded, so instead of stabbing it, you swing weakly at the air around you. It's in town. It breaks down a small shack as it charges through.
I suppose we have a question.
Yes.
Countertown cope, should we just go?
I think we should. Well, I think it is our. If we can't show that we can't kill a moose,
how are we going to kill a werewolf? True. Plus, Triss's gnomish business is in there.
So I think we kind of need. Yeah, we need.
All right, chase it down. That's fine.
All right, so that would put it at Daryl's turn. You're going in.
So can I.
You can charge it.
Charge and attack it in one turn?
Oh, how fast is it? Oh, golly, it's fast. But you're pretty fast as well, Daryl. You can charge it this turn if you want.
And attack it, yep.
Yep, and attack.
All right, I want to charge, attack, full power attack, full vicious bite, everything.
Just letting you know, with your attack, by the way, because you're raging, you take -2 to your armor class.
Yes.
If you also charge, you'll get another bonus to hit.
Yes.
But you'll take -4 in total to your armor class, which will make you very easy to hit.
Yes.
Just for one round, though.
Yes.
It's okay?
Yes.
Just checking. Like, maybe you care.
No.
Oh.
Have we ever?
Okay.
Is this how we die, guys? We die by moose?
If I got a crit fail?
If you get a crit fail, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Fuck this moose.
Fuck this moose.
This moose is dumb, to say the least.
I'm even... Adam's
puzzled. Got a lot of faces going on.
Bohemian Ear Spoon is the name of this effect.
All right.
What?
So,
do you get affected in your bohemian ear?
You charge in behind it. You try to swing low, but it lifts up both of its back legs and kicks backwards at the same time. The kicks strike you in the head, and instead of being winded, you just hear... That's all you can hear.
Mope.
Ma.
Well, I cannot.
you can't hear anything.
This is annoying the great. Good.
How? We all three of us in one round of combat have crit failed.
Yep.
I think it's the dying.
And now the moose is taking over the town.
It's the moose's town now.
Maybe the moose is the new mayor.
That's probably better than the last one, so it's fine.
Is there anybody in town trying to help out?
It's been less than 10 seconds since it came into town, so no one's had a chance to respond yet.
Is it just fucking destroying shit? why is this moose so full of hate?
It's just freaking out. Anything it sees, it attacks.
Oh, no. Why don't I have calm animal?
Trissa, it's your turn.
It's a monster.
You could fire another arrow if you wanted. Or you could...
I don't know if there's
stand
anything
there and
else
do not
I
a lot.
Can do. Yeah, I'll fire another bloody arrow. Try and hold on to the right part of the bow.
Oh man, I thought you got a crit fail again for a second.
Hey, someone does damage.
Yay! Lethal
three
damage.
3 points of damage to the moose.
We're doing it, gang. We're getting it.
Finally. And that makes it Chet's turn.
All right, can I... I really want to blind it. I just have this feeling that if it's blind, it'll calm down.
You reckon? Because I don't.
Or will it freak out even more?
Fine, I'll fire an arrow at it from my like light crossbow.
If we all shoot arrows at it at the same time, it'll have arrows in
That's
it.
That's a heavy crossbow you use. Oh. Does it say light?
No, yeah, heavy.
Yeah.
H. Drop my longsword, pull out my HC.
Let loose. Good old HC.
My good old HC, huh?
What's a HC?
Heavy crossbow.
Oh. That's incredibly...
Your hairy kid.
Your crossbow bolt...
It doesn't start with a C.
Child.
Oh.
Your crossbow bolt strikes roughly near where Triss's arrow struck, and you can see a little bit of blood weeping from one of its haunches where you...
We're getting it. We're taking it down.
War of attrition.
Then... Huck. Huck Duffy comes out of nowhere with his wolf sword drawn. He swings once and then twice at the moose.
Why does he get to it?
He's a higher level than you guys.
Damn, Huck
Duffy. Makes you feel any better. He only hits once.
That does make me feel better.
Yeah, not as incompetent
as... He also deals minimum damage.
Oh, okay, well, now I'm a bit worried.
Yeah, like, now I'm scared.
He slashes a line across one of its sides. The moose turns around, and you can all tell what the moose is going to do next.
Oh, poor Huck Duffy's going to get thrown on top of a building.
Well, then we know he was not the werewolf.
Yeah.
Like a champ, or like Daryl did before, Huck grabs the antlers and just holds it there.
That's good. At least it's in one place.
Huck yells to you, Daryl, attack it in the rear! Get it!
All right, then. Was going to do this.
It's your turn.
The classic D&D is for nudes. Now
that I have can't hear him at all, I do it anyway because, like, get the hellbearer, the power attack, and drive it into spine.
Get some of that spinal fluid
just into the back of the neck.
Are
of
you
the...
full power attacking again?
Yes.
Joke's on you. That means you miss. No, I'm just kidding.
Relax. The panic in Zaman's eyes for a second there.
Damn. Crap. And a vicious attack. I'll attack myself. I don't give a shit.
Who cares? Sometimes you gotta hurt yourself to hurt a moose.
This is just a fact of life.
That's just a fact of moose. That's just how it goes. That's Adam's little faces, meaning.
Counting.
It's like, you kill it, cleave, I get Huck.
Why? I'm going to take this whole village there.
Moose think you can take a village away from me?
You grab its tailbone, whatever you guys were calling
it. The butt horn.
The butt horn. And you replace part of the moose's back spine with your halberd.
Oh,
and then draw the halberd back out.
Good as.
The moose's back legs start going a little limp, but it's still kicking around wildly.
Paralyze this moose.
And how much?
You've kind of semi-paralyzed it.
Good. How much am I?
And you deal some damage to yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Like how wounded am I?
Six damage.
Oh, max damage. Good.
That's what it's all about. Trisha, I recommend climbing it.
Ride a moose.
Tame a moose.
Tame a moose. What's that saying? Find a moose.
What
pick
I would have
it
done
up.
If you guys tried to tame it.
We would have just had a great moose pal, I
it
guess.
Can be tamed. Trissa.
Yes.
Not by you guys, though.
Let's be honest. What are my options?
I mean, hit it with
you
a
can
crossbow.
Fire another arrow. Mm-hmm. It's actually. You move 10 feet around. Mm-hmm. They move 4 times your speed.
Mm-hmm. You're little.
You are small and wearing very heavy armor, so you go very slowly. So if you wanted to, you could spend 2 rounds just getting to it.
Okay.
Or you could keep firing arrows.
I think I might fire an arrow, guys. Although climbing it was tempting.
I know.
I was waiting for you to be like, you could climb it, Ali, and I'd be like, yeah. Oh, I never came. Why?
Knowing one of these is the one that rolled a 1 for all 3 of you.
Oh, he's holding up 2 dice, piss yellow and semen white.
It's not the one you think.
Okay. No, I'm going to stand with my original
piss.
Call. No, I chose
always
white.
Bet on piss.
Always bet on
No, she chose white.
No, I did choose white. No,
you can sometimes bet on semen. That's the same.
Joke's on you. That's the one.
Ah!
Hey! Yay! I guess a couple ones needs to end in a 20.
Oh, thank God!
Hey, Bambino!
No!
Oh, yes!
No, my girl! My girl!
Fuck that moose good.
You get it good.
Proud of you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Oh, cute.
You did well. You took it down. Now let's get the fuck out of
it. Can you imagine, like, goodbye, travelers, thank you for helping, and we just send a moose back into town. It fucks some shit, we're like, so we'll be off now, thanks.
You, like, send them off and like that. Wait, what? 15 minutes later. Oh, come back. Oh, there's a moose. Shoot.
Everybody get inside your houses. Whoops. We found a big moose.
Akadin.
Not our fault. If anything,
we saved you guys from the moose. Now we'll be off.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The moose was clearly spooked by something else.
I suppose we're gonna go fight that.
Okay, so
we'll get this.
Your bow.
Yes.
Your bow has a x3 critical hit modifier.
Uh-huh.
So the way it works is I draw 2 critical hit cards.
Yes.
I tell you what the effects are.
Oh.
Or I tell you the name of the effect.
Alright.
And you can pick which one you want to do.
Cool.
Like the one that does more damage.
I give you the name.
Oh, I was hoping I beat your riddle.
One of them is infection.
Ooh.
The other is ventilated.
Ventilated, please.
Yeah, ventilated.
That's I don't have any poison, like, attributes.
Yeah, exactly. You could have hit its, like, a colon and put poop in its body.
Did I do good?
Double damage and 2d6 non-lethal damage.
Nice.
Well, that's pretty good.
I'd be pleased. Hmm?
The moose falls to the ground.
Yes!
Unconscious.
Knock
yes!
him out!
I'd like to look across at Chet and be like, and that's it.
What are you looking at me for? What? Did we have a conversation? I forgot.
Huck Duffy rolls it over and makes to slit its throat.
Probably right. For the best.
The good meat.
He does so.
To take it's her sword deal in its antlers.
Yes, oh my god, get my sword back.
How Duffy chucks you your sword.
Ah, thank you.
But like, not in that way.
It's like, Trissa, do you want this antler?
Yes.
There you go.
Have yay! Oh, it's going to be so big.
You're a hoarder, I forgot.
What?
You're a hoarder.
Oh yeah, I am too. Yeah, can I take another one?
Sure.
Like, can I get like my own antler and then you can keep yours?
No, this is yours. You have it. It's fine.
All right.
It's a
gift. Yeah, I'll take the
antler. For you for doing well, for felling this fell evil beast.
All right.
They're very big. Just letting you know, they're like as big as you.
Bigger. Yeah.
That's how she can drag it behind her.
And it's real strong, yeah? Is it pointy?
It's an antler.
So.
Look, at any point, you might want to grab it and use it as a spear.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Is it pointy?
It's pointy-ish.
Yeah.
I mean with enough force you could stab someone.
With enough force, most things are pointy.
I mean, I don't really know how you're carrying it.
She's got to strap it to her backpack.
Strap to her back.
Okay.
All right, let's...
I guess I'll write that down. Hold on.
Can I cure light wounds?
Can I be like, can I hear everybody?
No.
I'm deaf, everyone. The moose kick head. I'm going to be talking real loudly now.
All right.
I just typed in. Huck. Ame moose antler.
Good. Huck inspects you, Daryl. Yes.
Good, because I don't know what to do.
And under his ministrations, he like clears. I don't know. Maybe there's blood in a canal in your ear. He just clears that out, and you can hear again.
Oh, thank you, Huck. You're a good man. I kiss him both on the cheeks. Thank you.
Great snow elk. He says, nudging the corpse.
Mm.
He didn't ask. But thank you.
Good meat, I guess?
Yeah, it'll feed a lot of people for quite some time.
Fur can make some jackets?
Yeah, probably some jackets as well.
Super.
That's great.
I know what to do with an elk body.
Super good.
All right then.
There's more
the hooves to make a fine glue.
Anyway, as I was saying, great snow elk. Yes. They come from up north. It means something's scared it this way.
Yes.
Something big, possibly white. Possibly a werewolf, he says.
Yes, but everybody in this town assumes a werewolf's the problem behind everything. We don't know. It's a weird conclusion to jump. Anyway.
You see a man killed by werewolf claw attacks? You rightly assume werewolf, he says.
Well, it's good.
All right, I'm not going to question it. We've got to head off.
Anyway.
We've already wasted so much time.
Off to the Gregor guy,
Yes.
I wish you good luck on that journey.
Thank you, Hawk.
Well, it started out pretty well.
He pats you on the back and sends you on your way. Will our hero's journey end as poorly as it started? Find out next time on Northern Bounty, a D&D is for Nerds side quest adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Er öffnet die Tür. Routinierter Einstieg. So kennen wir ihn. Der Gurt sitzt. Präzise Bewegung. Jetzt der Startknopf. Motor läuft. Volle Konzentration. Ein kurzer Blick zur Mittelkonsole. Radio oder Stille? Er dreht auf. Er dreht auf! Was für ein Statement! Was für ein Kerl! Jetzt nur keine Ablenkung mehr. Kein Scrollen. Er bleibt dran und er hört.
Digital Audio. Näher geht nicht.
Commercial. Made by AI.